Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's the Randy and Jamie 10-Minute Morning Show. Thank you for listening on the iHeartRadio app. On our radio show this morning on KJ97, we were talking about Oreo has discreet packaging for their Oreo Thins. In fact, the edge of one side looks like the back of a book. So you can like stick them in like a bookshelf.
Yeah.
And your kids won't recognize what it is and eat all your Oreo Thins.
They'll never know. Do you have hiding spots, Randy, in your home?
Well, we just moved into this new house. You know, the only thing we really hide is liquor.
Yeah. Where do you put it? Well, don't say it.
Here's one of the spots is right under my cabinet in the bathroom on my side. And so when I'm brushing my teeth at night, I open the cabinet and I reach in to get the mouthwash.
Oh, be careful.
Yeah, and I'm faced with a tough choice.
Swish some vodka around.
Mouthwash or a little Texas Ranger whiskey.
That's a good spot.
It's all there. Yeah, so that's the main thing that we hide. Our pantry in this new house, it's real narrow and long.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, one person can barely fit down the middle of it. And so it's tough to hide anything in there.
My dad used to hide money in his underwear drawer, and I knew it. So I would just go in there and take money.
You needed a few bucks?
Yeah, he never knew that I knew. And I'm like, money in here.
And he probably didn't know how much he had in there.
Probably not. He would just dump his change in there, and I would go and scoop it up.
Yeah, we did an online survey about whether or not people hide food and snacks from their kids. I want to look it up right now and see where we're at. 79% say yes. 21% say no, they don't hide snacks from their kids. A couple of people commented that said you have to hide. If you don't hide things like that, it'll be gone in one day.
Yeah.
That's the thing with snack food.
Especially during the summer, too. That's all they do is eat junk.
You remember the old Lay's potato chip slogan?
No.
No one can eat just one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way it is with snacks.
And Pringles, once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, you eat the whole can.
That's easy to do, though.
Yeah.
Eating a whole can of Pringles.
Yep.
They're so thin. Oh, but I could eat a whole can.
I've done that on a road trip before.
Yeah.
Just stop in the Buc-ee's and walk out with... No, I didn't get the kolache. I got a thing of Pringles.
Pringles. Jerky.
Eat the whole thing. Today is National Get Out of the Doghouse Day. How do you make amends? We went over this list on the air this morning. Number one way we get out of the doghouse is with flowers. Guys always get...
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. Is sometimes you'll get flowers because you think you got caught and you didn't.
Well, then you just change it just because.
So, because then they're like, okay, this is out of the ordinary. What did you do?
My husband, like his taste in flowers is a lot different than mine. And bless his heart, like he'll bring flowers home just because. It's like a sunflower and some sort of weed. And like, I don't like these colors.
You know why, don't you?
I don't like them.
You know why?
Because
that's the cheapest ones.
Probably. Yeah. I'm like, this is not a good arrangement. Like, it doesn't go with our house. Like, give me white or green or something. Not all the sunflower.
Yeah.
Do I look like a sunflower person? No.
In Puerto Rico, we call ourselves Boricua. We are proud, passionate, and full of life. On our island, adventure finds you. strangers aren't strangers for long. The size of the audience doesn't change the beauty of the music. And we celebrate every last ray of sun. Live Boricua.
My wife was going out of town, and we had a special occasion the day before she went out. And so I didn't want to buy like $40 worth of roses, you know, and then her not be able to enjoy them. So I just bought a single rose. That way she enjoys it while she's here. And then, you know, waste a bunch of money. And she was good with that. So I was happy.
What if she's like, one rose? What the heck?
Another big way that we get out of the doghouse is date night.
Yeah, we don't do that enough.
Yeah, that's just tough to do. You have to make an effort to schedule that.
Yeah.
If you don't, it's not going to happen. Like the situation we're in right now, my mom, who's got some issues, is living with us. And so we're trying to coordinate care and people to come in. And it's tough to find people to come in on an evening night when you want to get out.
Yeah.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
It's tough to find that. And so that makes, that's making it hard on us to kind of get that scheduled right now. But we're working on it. And I think we will get to that pretty soon. I saw this the survey, the top ways to respond to annoying people who say the phrase, "Hey, you working hard or hardly working?"
What? How do you respond? I say that all the time, though. I'm guilty.
Here's one here. Working very hard, actually, on ignoring you.
Oh, that's funny. That's a good response.
Or you can just say, "Yeah, I don't really have anything worthwhile to say to you either." There's always that one guy in the office, that one person who's got the same thing that they say to you every day.
Yeah.
Working hard, hardly working. It's like the copy. Remember the copy machine guy on SNL?
Making copies, right?
Yeah, just he would just somebody come into the copy room and start making a copy. Hey. Making copies. Copying something. You know, it's like making odd small talk. Another way you can respond to someone who says working hard or hardly working is, "I'm hardly working, and I still make twice your salary."
Oh, my God.
There, glad you asked.
Wow. Aggressive.
Comments like this are why you sit in a cubicle covered in action figures.
That reminds me of The Office.
Oh, it's Dwight.
Dwight, yeah.
Dwight's got his own little action figure there. Can I get back to you in a minute with my answer? I need time to put on gloves before I strangle you. If you're asking about job-related tasks, I'm hardly working. If you're asking about spreading the Delta variant, I'm working hard.
Oh, my gosh. You got to bring up Delta.
Anyway, ways to respond to annoying people who say working hard or hardly working. Hey, before we leave the 10-minute morning show today, got to tell you, tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., big announcement on KJ97 on the Bobby Bones Show.
The iHeart Country Festival is coming back, and it's coming back this year, and it's always a stellar lineup. So we can't wait to share the lineup and tell you how you can win tickets.
Is it going to be back in Austin?
That's
what I want to know.
I believe so.
We think it's going to be at the Irwin Center. Of course, that's right here, right up the road. We get the opportunity. Most people around the country don't. Just drive a little ways up there to this great show. Anyway, 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, all the details, KJ97 Radio. Thank you for listening to the 10-Minute Morning Show. We'll be back tomorrow morning, 9 to noon, on the radio, and always right here on the iHeartRadio app.